They're great. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Like paying for sex with a bad hooker. The Don and Mike Show.
I'm not kidding. It smells like a small baby's diaper in here.
Why? What happened?
Does anybody else smell that, like, bad poop smell?
No.
I smell sulfur like somebody struck a match.
I don't smell anything.
Hmm.
I smelled the popcorn earlier. That's what I noticed, which was bad smelling popcorn.
No, it's a different smell than that. I'm telling you, it's like a poopy baby diaper smell.
But there's only one way we're going to get to the bottom of this. Let's all smell each other's butts.
You know the way we do.
Yes.
Well, then it would have to have changed from when we greeted each other.
Yeah, but this is an emergency smell.
Could have changed.
I smell nothing.
Mm-hmm. All right, must just be me. Must just be me. The potpourri that's in my nose. Just looking forward to my birthday dinner tonight.
Mike's checking something. He's going around the room.
I'm doing a smell check all over the studio.
You smell it over here?
Nope.
Maybe it was just my own breath blowing into my mouth.
Oh, dear.
Don, you're crazy.
That's what my dad used to say every time. It's just your breath blowing back in your face.
Smells like a cancerous baby's diaper. Just my breath.
Yes, enjoy.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
How are you anyway?
I'm well. We now know more about the audio recording of O.J. Simpson's sting operation to recover his stolen memorabilia from a hotel room in Las Vegas. The world has heard that recording thanks to TMZ.com, which purchased it from one of the memorabilia dealers who was staying at the Palace Station Hotel and Casino. In other fresh O.J. news this afternoon, one of the memorabilia dealers who was the target of Simpson's sting operation was hospitalized this morning for a heart attack.
With the suit, the guy that we had on the show, that guy.
Same dude.
And this afternoon, prosecutors filed their felony charges against Simpson, including kidnapping, robbery, and conspiracy. Tomorrow, a court appearance for Simpson, either in person or by video link.
Here is the O.J. voicemail asking to return stuff.
Hey, Bruce. Actually, you had a lot of fun with the media. I'm trying to avoid them and stay on the down low. In any event, a few of your things were mixed up in my stuff, and I told you, asked me to get it back to you. So how do I get it back to you? So let me know where you want to meet up to get it. I don't want none of your stuff, only my stuff.
Very mellow, almost like he's getting ready to strike. Do you get that from that?
Yeah.
He's kind of setting the guy up there.
Juice. Don't do this, Juice.
Why are you doing this?
Why?
He's the king of the sting operation.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a world in which you could be arrested for having a nervous tic that's misinterpreted by the police as your intention to commit a crime. Welcome to Senator Larry Craig's world, my friends. That's why the American Civil Liberties Union has come to the senator's defense.
That boy gayed in a handbag full of rainbows.
Oh, sure, he's got an anti-gay political history, but as the ACLU sees it, that's no reason he should be prosecuted for just tapping his foot in a men's room. The ACLU says a twitch by any other name is just a twitch and certainly doesn't prove that a guy's about to break the law by having public anonymous hot gay sex. And even if the foot tapping was some kind of signal, the ACLU says it's a constitutionally protected form of free speech.
But didn't he also run his hand under the stall? Isn't that part of the story, too?
Free speech.
Was that a nervous tick that he ran his hand under the stall and signaled?
Talking with his hands.
Speaking of twitches.
Belly pot of beans, tie a rope around your jeans, tell your mom not to wait, you ain't getting home till late. Yeah.
Twitch!
Doing the twitch!
There's a town I know where the hipsters go called Bedrock.
Twitch.
Oh.
Bedrock. Do the Bedrock twitch.
The Amazing Gazoo.
Was that Hi-Fi that sang that?
Well, who sang that?
I don't have the artist down there.
I don't know who sang it, but I know it was played on a record player that was had a bird as a stylus.
And then later the dishes were washed using an elephant's trunk.
Right. That's right.
And the elephant said, "This job blows."
It wasn't Hi-Fi because Hi-Fi was when Fred was a rock star. I can't think of the name who sang the twitch.
Hi-Fi, but you're going to think about it all night.
Yes, and into tomorrow. I'll have it for you shortly.
Shout it out when you think of it. Right. The Bush administration missed a guy back when it was firing U.S. attorneys willy-nilly.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Oh, and speaking of, who's that guy that, Gonzalez?
Uh-huh.
Do we still have that tape? I think we do. Alberto Gonzalez.
Speedy guy.
Leaving the Justice Department. Well, here's another federal prosecutor, this John David Acheson, a 53-year-old federal prosecutor from northern Florida who was arrested Sunday after he flew to Detroit to hook up with a 5-year-old girl. An undercover officer had online posed as a mother offering her daughter for sex. Acheson reportedly
told, I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
He reportedly told the fake mom to tell the girl, quote, you found her a sweet boyfriend who will bring her presents. He also promised the fake mom he wouldn't injure the girl. Acheson's wife is a high school science teacher there in Florida. He headed up a local youth athletics organization.
You.
Yeah. Online legal and tax experts say that Bill Belichick has nothing to worry about. Even though the head coach is your cheating New England Patriots, is facing the biggest fine ever doled out by the NFL, experts agree that the $500,000 fine is totally tax deductible. It's not the same as having the half mil, but at least he goes home with a little something. Experts researched it and found that a fine can be considered an ordinary and necessary business expense.
Part of this is the way the NFL does this. When they fine a cat, they say the money goes to charity.
Right.
And it ends up being, depending on your tax bracket, a write-off for you.
Wow. That changes the whole complexion of whether these guys are going to be fined that way again, right?
I think it works that way with all of these guys that are fined.
That's interesting.
Everybody that's fined. And we've not even talked about this Belichick thing because it's been run into the ground. I mean, Christ, I agree with those that say if you're not cheating, you're not trying. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't tell me that Belichick's not doing anything else that anybody else does, right?
The word in the NFL is that they were all doing it, right? Yeah.
And really, have you seen the guys on the sidelines that give the defensive signals?
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me if Bill Belichick is running a tape on you, mm-hmm. or anybody that's played football or any organized sport that leaves you out here, Buzz, would be like this, Mike, in a baseball game,
mm-hmm.
if this is the sign hitting your jaw for a fastball,
right.
and the other team knows it, when you go out at the next inning, you say, okay, it's really when I touch my right jaw, but I'm going to touch my left jaw. But
it's done in every baseball game. When there's a man on second, they do it in every game. They have two sets of signals.
So my point is, Belichick could be taping these guys. If the Jets have half a brain, which they do, they say, okay, in the first quarter, if I touch my nose, it means blitz. In the second quarter, if I touch my chin, it means blitz.
And like baseball, wouldn't it also be easy for NFL coaches, especially the way they do it with all those guys up in the up in the booth upstairs, to know right away if a team is figuring out your signals?
Absolutely.
Because you can tell the defensive sets that they have, right?
And football doesn't work that quickly. You mean to tell me that, and I know they're saying that they could break down the tape and come back at halftime, but I've also heard people say during the actual game, like that they'll figure out the defense, radio it into the quarterback, and he'll figure it out. It doesn't work that fast.
And even if they do that, it would seem to me you would shift things up on the fly anyway, right? I mean, if you figured that they were figuring something out, you got to go to a different game plan.
Beyond that, let's take it back to, as we were talking about, the gay Vince Lombardi earlier today.
Yeah.
The Packers back in the day would line up and say, we're going to run the sweep play to the right. Stop us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they would pretty much announce.
Right, with power football, that's true.
We got two plays. We run to the left, we run to the right. Okay, stop us.
Right.
Go ahead. Anyway.
But they're not going to do it. Nobody's going to do it anymore. I mean, obviously, with what's happened right now.
Mm-hmm. Not for a while,
That's
anyway.
Too bad, Marie.
Hey.
I'll tell you why. That Belichick's hot in a hobo way.
Boy, I love it when he wears those sweatshirts with the sleeves cut out.
Hey, Marie, hobo rhymes with homo.
Baby!
Finally, sexy news from around the world. The Australian Navy is defending its decision to pay for breast implants for female sailors. Officials say it's not to make the women sexier. It's to deal with both physical and psychological needs.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
In Bosnia.
Yeah, daddy's got needs. Tell me about it.
Amen.
In Bosnia, a couple is divorcing after they each found out the other was cheating with somebody else online. The someone else's turned out to be them.
Very nice.
That famous bronze statue in Belgium of the little boy spouting a stream of water from his thing.
Oh, yeah.
Mannequin Peace, it's called. It's been reduced to just a drip instead of a stream now. It's part of a campaign to remind men to get checked for prostate cancer.
That's great.
And in suburban San Francisco, you can ride the SLUT. The SLUT, the S-L-U-T, acronym for the South Lake Union Trolley. Officials have decided to keep the name. They've even printed up T-shirts. And somebody's already printed up T-shirts that say, Ride the SLUT.
Ride the SLUT. Ride
the I'm slut. Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, no. We're out of time.
No.
Oh, that's going to be the theme for my birthday party tonight.
Ride the SLUT.
Ride the SLUT.
You're going to have a wonderful birthday.
All right, that's it. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And you had.
Are you playing this song for Ocean City?
AM radio.
Oh, and real quick, the Bedrock Twitch was sung by Rock Roll.
And Peter North.
And Peter
oh,
North.
Oh, Peter North!
See you guys later.
Bye-bye.
My birthday's over.
This is the Don and Mike Show.